Not only is Tom Girardi one of the really great lawyers of all time, but he's one of the great human beings of all time. This last year, when I was president of the State Bar of Texas, I wanted to have a special program. I asked if he could get Aaron Brockovich there for our program. He not only got Aaron Brockovich there, and he shared a place on the program himself very, very successfully. And I do appreciate that, Tom, very, very much. He wouldn't accept any compensation for transporting her here, lodging, everything. That's the kind of guy Tom Girardi is. If you ever ask him to do anything, it's done better than you dreamed it would be. And he's our dean and here to address us as one of the greatest persuaders of all time, Tom Girardi.
He told me to get Aaron Brockovich to do this, but she couldn't make it. So that was the... Mr. President, no, that isn't quite right. Mr. Great President, distinguished fellow, great persuaders, guests. You know, this is a hard job. You know, first of all, what do you do when you get this assignment? Now, you go back and you look at what all the other deans' addresses were, from a jury trial, civility, Hebrews, Broaddus's case. And we thought that all the topics were taken, actually. So then we decided we're going to persuaders. And this was a great project. This was so much fun, because I tell you what I did. I've now read 100, maybe 105 or so, of your final arguments on various cases. They were all successful. Some for the defense, C.D. Searle, Harvey Kaplan's statements there, and a bunch of yours. And I said, you know, these guys and women, the reason that they've done so well is because they can persuade. These are, a lot of them were very tough cases. And in doing all that, and going through this list, and this was the greatest advocacy course ever given. You can imagine to be reading Bob Park's stuff. Bob Courtney had a final argument in a murder case in which he had the jury laughing. He's defending and have the jury with genuine laughter in the case. You know, he had them so enraptured. Jim Thompson took on the Delco Battery Company for selling used batteries as new. And I mean, it was a massacre of the Delco Company for his advocacy in that regard. So I went through and I got all these, I read them all. And I said, now there has to be a common theme here. Why did these things win? Why did these lawyers win these cases, these very difficult cases? Why were they persuasive? And after I read them all, I formulated some ideas, and then I went to Don Howarth whenever I need something intellectual. I always go to Don because I know he'll go to Suzelle. And we came up, we think, with the seven principles of advocacy. And we think of the, and then after we got the principles, I went back and reread your transcripts. And lo and behold, you know, they were there. They were there in every single one of these transcripts that you were did such a great job in. The first idea is that you have to have a complete mastery of the subject material. You know, indeed, that is sometimes the most persuasive. And we have some. I'm going to show you a couple of film clips. I tell you what we did. So, after we read the transcripts, after we came up with what we think are the seven ideas of persuasion, Erica then saw about 200 films. And we went through the films to see great moments on film of persuasion. And we've edited those down, so we're going to show you a bunch of those film clips that we thought were very persuasive, that kind of go through this the same scenario that we have. So the first is a mastery of the subject material. The second is that you show the audience that you like them. And more importantly, I think, than like them, is that you respect them. You respect their intellect, you respect their reasoning, and you respect their conscience. The third idea is you, in persuasive conduct, is that you link your arguments with well-known principles and themes. DNA is scientific and irrefutable. love comes and goes. Whatever those themes are that you can grab to link it with your particular situation seems to be one of the very important ideas of persuasiveness. We also think that one should advocate in a narrow area rather than in a global area. In other words, it's very difficult to persuade everyone war is good or the capital punishment is good. On the other hand, if you narrow that would capital punishment of Hitler be okay? You have a much better way to go. So that, in fact, one of the principles of being very persuasive is to take a narrow bite. And by taking a narrow bite, as we saw in a lot of your arguments, we saw that was the thing that swayed more than anything. The great persuaders also have the ability to change their frontal attack. One of the film clips you'll see, the first persuasive move is not working. And then the persuader then changes it somewhat to come in from a different area and to try to get his goal of persuading the person. Indeed, you have to change maybe the attack for the whole thing. Finally, I think in a lot of these film clips, or in a lot of the presentations I saw, you have to be liked. People tend to be more persuaded by people they like than those who they don't like. Scotty Baldwin, no juror has ever disliked Scotty Baldwin. Matter of fact, one of his opponents, this is a true story, one of the guys he tried a case with, he said, the miserable, little, rotten. And I said, what do you mean? And he says, at the end of opening statement, he actually winked at the jury. He said, this guy formulated a bond better than everybody that he has ever come across. You know, the persuasion can come in different phases. Obviously, a lot of it's verbal. A lot of it doesn't have to be verbal. My father, who many of you knew, who died 4 weeks ago, my dad had the ability to persuade when looking at my report card and just like lifting an eyebrow. And that said an awful lot for how the next semester was going to unravel. I should also say that Erica can do more with a smile than most lawyers can do with 10 depositions, 5 sets of interrogatories, in terms of persuading which way to go. So what I would like to do now, and the toughest thing about this little presentation was the editing. I edited, you brought us on that great case you won against the Sheriff's Department, very difficult case, complicated case. I edited the Moors. They fell on the cutting room floor because Broadus told me, he said, let me tell you one thing. Eternity is not immortality. So he said, keep this thing moving, if you would. So here's what I'd like to do now. I'd now like to, if you're back there, I'd like to show you a few of these film clips looking at some of the principles that we just talked about persuasion. Can we see those?